So when the pandemic happened and lockdown hit in March 2020, my wife and I were traveling. We didn't have a home and we just had to pick somewhere to live. We decided to hole up in Brighton, which is a city on the south coast of England, and it's right by the sea. And being by the sea was really brilliant because even if everything else feels like a sort of like endless loop, the sea does change every day. On a really bright day, it's bright blue. On a cloudy day, it takes on that grey tone. And it just meant there was something that was different and something that was interesting each day. I'd started to go through the sort of cycle that I think a lot of people went through in lockdown, which was to sort of have pets or hobbies or kind of combinations of the two. Like, sourdough is the simplest pet. We had a starter called Stephen. I wasn't very good at making the bread and it was a real faff, so I stopped doing that after a while. And then I sort of graduated. My mum gave me some tomato plants. So we moved from, you know, yeast up to plant life. In fact, I had more than one florist, botanist, tell me that the best way to water plants and to keep them clean is to take them into the shower. So I was taking the shower with my plants pretty regularly during pandemic. That was quite nice. But tomatoes are quite prone to aphids. And at some point, aphids got in and they were starting to eat my tomato plants. And I was like, what do I do about this? I don't want to use pesticide. But what I had heard is that the things that eat a lot of aphids are ladybirds, what we call ladybirds in the UK. So I put my credit card into the website. And then a few days later, I got this little packet of ladybirds. It was like a little plastic cassette. So I opened the cassette up and these ladybirds within seconds had just disappeared. It was like they were like, "F*** you, Marty, bye." Like I'd put them on the plant and then I'd turn back and they were just gone. They all disappeared apart from these two ladybirds who just humped for 3 days. So a few days later they disappeared as well. They went off to live their lives and they had laid little ladybird eggs. And the thing is, like, ladybird larvae eat way more aphids because they're growing, but they're also really gross. They're just these kind of black, like, stick drawings of an insect, like a lion with like six legs on it. But anyway, they hatched out, they ate all the aphids, and then they left. So, you know, the cycle of life was complete. I mean, I know I shouldn't have felt hurt by that, but I was a little bit.